USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reversing course and announcing the start of an impeachment inquiry against President Trump, saying that revelations from a whistleblower about a Trump phone call with the new Ukrainian president were the last straw.
The facts are these. The Intelligence Community Inspector General, who was appointed by President Trump, determined that the complaint is both of urgent concern and credible.
The top House Republican, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, reacts to the announcement.
What she said today made no difference of what's been going on. It's time to put the public before politics.
Coincidentally, President Trump and Ukraine's president are to meet today at the United Nations. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in a Cleveland suburb investigating claims that someone shot at striking General Motors workers yesterday from a passing car. Police say there were no injuries reported. Nearly 50,000 GM workers across the nation remain on strike. Multiple agencies still trying to figure out why vaping is causing lung problems. And now there's been another death from it. USA Radio's Wendy King with an update.
There are now 9 deaths from lung illnesses that health officials believe are linked to the use of e-cigarettes. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says the agency is working to pinpoint the cause of the illnesses.
Most of the cases with information so far have reported use of either THC or THC and nicotine.
The U.S. Navy is investigating a rash of suicides involving sailors assigned to the USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier. 3 of them happened in less than a week this month. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Fox News says it's sorry after a guest called Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg mentally ill. Conservative commentator Michael Knowles made the comment about the 16-year-old during The Story with Martha McCallum. Another guest and the anchor filling in for McCallum did both take issue with the comment immediately. Thunberg has spoken openly about having Asperger's syndrome. The Federal Communications Commission is now probing Sprint for pocketing millions of dollars in subsidies. Those were subsidies given to help low-income households get both cell phone and broadband services. Estimates say that Sprint might have been taking more than $8 million a month, and it's unclear how long it might have been going on. The Colorado Theater, where a gunman killed 12 people 7 years ago, will not be showing the new Joker movie next week. Family members of 5 victims sending a letter to Warner Brothers about their concerns and asking the studio to donate to charities that aid victims of gun violence. The 2012 shooting happened during a showing of The Dark Knight Rises, another in the Batman series. This new movie is another take on the Batman villain, and some survivors were afraid it could encourage a potential shooter. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.